Speaking of parents, I was just having this fantasy about taking Violent J around with me to family functions and things like that.
And George, just share that with the world. I Googled him out, George, just share it with your classmates. I'm sure they're happy to hear it, too. You called, you do the knuckle shuffle on your pump, and you bust a nut. Well, damn! That's quite an accomplishment, George! Why don't you curve your penis around and stick it in your anus and hump yourself?
Very, very solid. It's from Jay.
It'll probably feel better than the fist, right? I mean, the nice warm butthole.
She's there. No, but you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be great to bring Jay around with you so he could do your bidding for you? I would like him to just keep my family in line.
George Jackson, that was something that we really needed to hear.
How do you think, what would you tell him to say to your family? How would they go? Sit down there.
I'd give him a little,
pass the turkey, please.
I'd give him a little prep on the ride in. You know, my mom, she didn't pay too much attention to me. She smoked a little too much pot.
George was
she
like,
cook enough. Jay, why don't you straighten her out?
How do you know?
George, come on.
I keep the Xanax.
That's not a respectable call.
All right. No, you're absolutely right, and thank you for yelling at a caller, because usually I'm the one who wastes all my energy yelling at callers all night, and thank God Jay's here to do it for me.
I stroked my penis, and I nudged, and then my ding-a-ling went sauce.
Oh, what kind of question is that? What are you, some kind of homo? Well, George, you're a man for sharing that with us, George. You're a hell of a man, damn it. Come here, let me give him a pat on the back. Nice to share your feelings with. That's a real man, right? Let's just give a warm. Give me a handshake and a hug, because we're men together. You jack off, I jack off. Damn it, you finally shared it with us. Thanks for opening up. Now open up your butthole and stick your dingle in it and get the hell out of here.
Why don't you give me Yokozuna? Yokozuna figure four.
Yokozuna just died 2 days ago. Who is it?
Yokozuna
died, and he's making jokes about it.
I didn't know he died.
He gained 700 pounds, and he died, and he's a nicest man over here.
700 pounds?
And Adam's going to sit and bust on him and talk about
that was an homage. I said I was going to give him a Yokozuna.
Block the door here.
Family's listening, and now he's dead, and they're not over yet, and you're making jokes about him on national radio. Right. What the hell's going on?
Drew, get the door.
Yeah, I'm opening the door.
All right, we're going to take a little break.
Little air here.
Violent J.
George, do it again and call us, you pansy.
Love line. Hey, Love line. I'm Adam Carolla. He's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Violent J is here tonight from the Insane Clown Posse. Bizarre is the name of the CD, which is coming out on Halloween. And then Bizarre is also the name of the other CD that's coming out on Halloween. One is blue, one is red. They're spelled a little differently. That's how you can tell them apart. Here's a question I have. We're talking to Violent J about drug abuse, taking too many Tylenol, too many NyQuil tablets, and too many Vicodin, all this kind of stuff. But, Drew, Violent J is a big guy.
Right.
All right. Now, we know that if a guy is getting near 300 pounds, he can drink a six-pack of beer and not have the same effect pound Asian woman.
Alcohol is evenly distributed in fat.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these opiates aren't, though.
But, what is the difference between a guy the size of Jay and a woman 125 pounds who takes the same size?
Opiates?
Yeah, like Vicodin pill.
Opioids, I should say.
Before you answer, I'm going to say nothing, because me and an 85-pound Asian woman are pretty much the same, because neither one of us have any fat.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's just clear that up for the radio people that aren't seeing me.
I'm not saying fat. It's all muscle.
Well, I mentioned fat and alcohol, but it's different at a certain point, but it depends where the drugs get distributed and how they're metabolized, and these drugs go directly to the brain.
Right.
And
so you're saying it's not a big difference.
Not a big difference.
But why does it seem like a 300-pound guy could handle it better than a 110-pound woman?
You know, skinny 120-pound guy is much more resistant to opioids than...
Oh, really? Skinny. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Now, what about effects on the liver? We're talking about taking a handful of Tylenol every night.
It's interesting that 8 Tylenol could kill somebody. If I took 8 Tylenol, I could be dead in 3 days. But the way people abuse opioids...
Why don't you take 9 and die tomorrow?
Thanks. It's going to take 3 days. Oh, I see. It'd be a little more.
Why would it take 3 days?
Because your liver has to become inflamed and shut down. It takes a while to shut down.
Well, I take six a day.
But you don't take them all at once. And the interesting thing about the way people use Vicodin.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, every night. The way, right when I go to bed, I take six. I start typing something on a computer. Right when it kicks in, I go to sleep.
The six Tylenol PM?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six Tylenol PM. But the way people abuse Tylenol-containing products like Vicodin and Tylenol PM, I've never seen a case of significant liver damage from the Tylenol. It's as though the way people ramp up the use of those drugs, they give the liver enough time to adjust and develop the metabolic machinery to metabolize
so
off.
Jay should up his dose?
If he were suddenly to up it or double.
Right.
But if he slowly upped it, I've seen people taking 100 Vicodin a day, no liver problem.
Really?
100.
100?
100.
Jeez, could they spare a handful for me and Jay?
I'd like to meet their supplier.
Jesus Christ.
That kind of trouble.
Does Vicodin have Tylenol in it?
Tons. That's the point.
Oh, that's the point.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't drink with the Vicodin. That's right.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I think I forgot about that last
time. I don't drink, but the NyQuil has liquor, alcohol in it.
This guy was taking 100 Vicodin a day. I've seen many people take 40 to 50, but the guy was taking 100 had sudden total deafness.
Well, how do you take... Yeah. Well, because
that would suck. I mean, music's total. My only...
Oh, wait a minute. How do you take 100 Vicodin a day?
You take
10 12, at a time?
14, yeah, at a time.
You guys, we're talking about Vicodins and drug problems, and we're totally missing the point. A poor kid just called here and admitted to the world he jacks his penis off and nuts on his face. Let's get to the real subjects at hand, please.
Jay's right. It's time to refocus on jacking and nut busting. Richie?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
You're 22. What's going on?
Yeah, I have two questions. The first one, I was wondering what's the average... I'm 22, and I was wondering what's the average penis length for my age?
5.4, man?
I'm not sure if you should know that.
It's
they get asked that all the time.
That's flaccid. Erect, it's a 9. I think 9 1/4.
No, I mean,
wow,
I'm only about 3, so it's...
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Is it done growing, or...
Erect?
Is there a chance that it'll grow more?
That? Did you just hear a woman laugh?
Yeah. You may get another 30-second out of it in the next 3 years, but that's about it.
And then my second question was for Violent J, actually.
3 inches.
Hold on a minute. Hold on there, Richie.
What's your nationality? Prue wants to know.
I'm Caucasian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doctor.
See, white guys do have small penises. 3 inches erect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the girls mind?
On a good night, it can sometimes get to 3.5.
I don't want to get into anybody's personal business, especially yours.
I know that.
Is it that you are familiar with the average size of a 22-year-old man's penis?
Well, I'm a doctor.
Well, I mean, like that, yeah, but some things just don't, you know.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
Drew has seen thousands and thousands of feet of lineal feet of peni in his day. If you stacked all the penis that Drew has examined up ahead, ball to head, ball to head, it would stretch all the way across North America and into Canada. That's ball to head, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he instigated the whole penises across America thing that kind of fell apart in 89.
If you go head to, like, buttock, you go to Burma.
Can I ask Violent J a question, too?
Yeah. Richie?
Yeah?
Let me give you a quick tip. I suggest you start measuring your penis using the Adam Carolla measuring device, which is from, and a lot of people don't know how to correctly measure the penis, from the center of the anus, right? The very center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
I think that was more than average, wasn't it?
Right, just a little pass.
Go ahead and stick the end of a ruler right up your ass.
Right, just right in the center.
Here's what's interesting about Richie. Richie is a well-put-together guy emotionally. He has a small penis. It's no big deal.
We have
people calling with 6-inch penises obsessing about the size of the penis.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Not a big deal.
He's emotionally capable of handling that. That's pretty good. But the fact that he has a 3-inch penis is a little bit more interesting to me. What do you do with that little penis of yours?
I mean, it's not the size, I guess.
When you put it in, if it doesn't go in deep enough, grab it by the shaft and just start slapping it back and forth on her net and walls.
So I try to force it in a little further.
If she brings no enjoyment, that doesn't get her any enjoyment, smack her in the back of her head and put it in her butt. That should do it. Just start ramming it right in her butt. Oh, right in her butt. You like that now? Give me some reaction right up your ass there. Smack her in the back of her back of the head, though. That's important. And just stick her in the ass. Stuff your balls in there, too. Hump the hell out of her butthole, man. That's what you got to do, Richie. Now, what's your question?
Does anyone clown makeup while he's doing.
Sure, it would help. I'm sure it'll help a lot. And she's like, well, your penis is so small. I say, oh, it's small, huh? Ah, right up your ass. Now it's not so small, is it?
I just
upper butthole, that's what you do.
I just had this flash because I will talk to my grandmother tomorrow who listens to the show.
Oh, my God.
And she will say, who was that? Who was that young man who was on this show last night?
It should, am I right, though? It should have a tremendous effect on her butthole, unless her butthole's already blew out. Like she's just taking cucumbers in her anus or something.
That's right.
Then you don't want to get with that girl anyway if her butthole for some reason blew out. But if she's a regular girl with a nice tight butthole, right, and she's making fun of your small little dingling, mm-hmm, stick it right in her ass. Now what's funny, ho? Right up your ass with my dick. You tuck your balls in there like I told you. And then at least give it some width with your balls in there too, you know what I mean? And just ram that anus out. Mm-hmm. Big smack her in the back of the head. Am I right?
Good sound advice.
Pull her hair right up your butt.
I'm so proud to be part of this show.
Use good common sense in the bedroom. I agree.
Stick both thumbs in her butthole and stretch it out.
Pragmatic. Stuff that seems obvious, not obvious to our caller. Stuff good, solid, pragmatic, old school advice.
You taking notes, sir? You got notes on this? Good.
Put the thumb in the ass, ram the balls in the ass.
Stretch it out and put your penis right in
there. I want to remember this.
Stuff that people, you wouldn't think you'd have to impart to people, you have to tell them when they call this show.
Explicit abuse of women is really what we're about
here. When you got your penis in her butthole, grab her Ned and hairs and use that as like a sample.
Okay, here we go. Take a break. Take a break now.
I'm going to take a little break. Drew, you go out to the trunk of the car, get the Xanax samples. I'll see if I can hold Jay down, you then massage his throat and drop those into his mouth. And we'll be back after.